Let's go.
And welcome to the Snitcher Lens podcast for a brand new week.
It's great to be here. I don't need your introduction. I'm just going to step in when I want to.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just listening to this for your very first podcast and you can't guess who the other person is,
it's Lens.
Get a clue, guys.
Yeah.
It's called the Snitcher Lens podcast but for a reason.
Don't pay attention to our little thumbnail, our little picture.
Yeah, we've noticed that. In fact, people that are looking on their iPhones right now at the picture that's on the screen, it says Snitch and Lens, right?
Yes.
But the picture's around the wrong way.
Yeah, the people below the names are not correct. If you got a texture and drew a cross, like an arrow.
Don't get us wrong, it is us.
It's us.
We haven't stuck some random people underneath it.
But it's where it says Lens, it's Snitch underneath. And where it says Snitch, it's me underneath.
Yeah, it's
so Lens, we really got to get a texture and just, fix that up.
If you haven't listened to the podcast before, I'm Snitch.
I'm Lens.
And welcome to the podcast.
I'm the manly sounding one. And since she's like the...
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Lindsay's the one with the f***ed up voice. And I'm the funny one.
No, you're not the funny one.
That's why I got the funny voice. Funny voice, thus funny guy. Let's get into the podcast, shall we?
Whatever.
Lindsay, this podcast, we're going to be talking a new little fashion item that you've acquired.
That's right. I've invented and found out a new fashion item for men.
That's right. And you're also back from Dallas.
That's right. Just got back from Dallas.
Or Austin as well.
Austin, Dallas.
In Texas. And also, there's been a couple of things that have happened in my apartment recently.
Yes.
Things that I don't want to mention until we get to it.
Not good things, I hear.
Well, I mean, if you got it from, not good things.
Not good things.
Yeah.
Not good things.
Good one, Sherlock.
Michael, I've set a new fashion trend.
No, you haven't.
I have.
You have not.
You've come up with something brand new, something that hasn't been done before. In the centuries of man's fashion, I've made it.
You've walked into the studio with one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
Michael, let's describe it to the listeners. I think it's going to catch on. I think it's going to be the next men's fashion, the new thing.
Go right ahead.
It's called the Frostache.
Wow. That doesn't prick my interest at all.
Michael.
It sounds horrible.
Let me tell you about the Frostache. It's like a mustache, but with your fro.
You don't have a fro.
I do have a fro.
You know what a fro is?
Well, it's
a fro is big, curly.
Well, it's not a fro. It's like your fringe. It's your fringe.
It's a fringe stache.
So you get your fringe.
Mm-hmm.
You shape
of
your hair. You shape it in such a way that it makes a mustache kind of shape.
Mm.
And then you've got a frostache.
You can't even decide on that.
It's a frostache.
It's a frostache.
Frostache. For all your frostache needs.
Now, I feel the reason you can make this frostache, Lindsay.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Is because of two things.
Why? Because I'm cool.
No.
And because I'm awesome.
That is neither
of them. And I'm a trendsetter.
And that's three things, so you've already broken that rule. Okay?
Oh, break all the rules, Michael.
No.
In fashion, you've just got to go above and beyond, break all the rules, and then, people admire you.
Two things.
That guy, that Lindsay guy, he's a bad boy. He's breaking all the rules with his frostache.
Two things, Lindsay, is the reason you can pull that off. One is, you had a horrible haircut last time you got a haircut.
That is true.
And it left it long at the front and short at the back, and it looked horrible.
And that's grown out. It's got a long fringe.
And now you can do a frostache. Second reason, you've got somewhat of a widow's peak going on.
Yes.
A receding widow's peak, dare I say.
That's okay.
Which really, it really makes it look like a moustache now because there's no hair on the sides. It's only at the front.
I know. How good is it?
It's not good.
It looks like I have the Pringles guy's moustache
on my
head.
Yeah.
I feel like I could grow if I could grow a moustache, I could have two moustaches.
Two moustaches. One on your head, one on your face.
I feel it'd be funny. Okay, this is the ultimate. If I could get a turtleneck shirt that would cover my face...
And then
shave my head and just have the frostache there and put sunglasses on the top of my head and just walk around. Someone would mistake my frostache as a real moustache.
Mm. Well, hello, sir. You're looking mighty fine today. Oh, is that a giant growth on your neck by any chance? Have you got a face growing out of your neck?
Hey, no neck.
I've noticed something.
What have you noticed?
Every single person I know, they have a movie that they haven't seen that everybody else has.
Yep. The same thing happened to me with Inception.
Inception.
Didn't see Inception for like 12 months.
Exactly what I was going to say, because we spoke about this on the podcast when you hadn't seen it.
Yes.
Because everybody else had.
Yep.
And you've seen it now, right?
I haven't seen The Good, Bad and the Ugly. Haven't seen that movie.
Neither have I. No.
But that's a massive film.
It is a massive film, but there are some real iconic films that some people haven't seen, like Casablanca.
Oh, I started watching that. Couldn't handle it.
Couldn't handle it?
No, it's too much.
What do you mean? Too much of what?
Like, not enough.
Too much of 1930s?
Okay, too much of not enough violence. That's what.
Too much of not enough.
Too much of not enough.
Pretty sure that's a song title.
Really?
Or something. Yeah, I think it's a Silverchair song. Well, I'm going to go research that now.
Anyway.
But back to the topic at hand.
Back to the topic.
I have realised what my ultimate one is. My ultimate ace in the hole for people to turn around and go, no, no, you haven't seen
it. Okay, let me guess. Can you give me three guesses?
Fine, yeah, go right ahead.
Finding Nemo.
I've seen Finding Nemo. Okay. That's not, I mean, it's a good film, but it's not that much of a classic.
Because that has sold the most DVDs ever, that film.
Oh, for
that's
real?
That's a massive film.
There you go.
So I'd be very surprised if you hadn't
it's
seen
it.
It's
a that. New fact now, but I have seen that many times.
Okay. You've seen Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko? No, I'm talking like real classics, dude.
No, okay. I can only think of Pixar films.
Oh, go. It's just Monsters Inc.
Toy Story.
They're all classics.
They're all great classics.
If we had a rundown of the classics of Lindsay Thorpe, it would be Finding Nemo, Monsters Inc.
Wally.
Little bit of Wally in there. Oh, Toy Story 3. That's only new.
That's the biggest classic ever.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. It's instant classic.
Okay, so let's put it on the table here. It's not a Pixar film, all right?
Okay.
You're the worst person to talk about films.
That narrows it down to a very slim list.
In Lindsay's book, at least. No, Lindsay. And you'll know what this is because, I shouldn't mention this, but you've sung songs from it. Sung songs from it. And I'd like to say that we've both sung songs from it.
Fame?
When have we both sung songs from Fame?
Hair?
No, not him.
Grease Lightning.
Grease Lightning.
You haven't seen Grease Lightning.
I haven't seen Grease.
You haven't seen Grease Lightning.
Here's what happens every time I say that.
I am shocked. Genuinely shocked. Like, no. I've seen Grease Lightning so many times because my sister...
We had it
on VHS.
Lindsay, shut up for a second.
Okay.
It is just Grease. It is not called Grease Lightning.
No, it's massive.
No, but it's just called Grease, though. Like, you keep calling it Grease Lightning.
Okay.
It's just Grease, goddammit. I haven't seen the film and I know the title of it.
Okay. Grease Lightning.
It's not Grease Lightning!
Oh. You haven't seen Grease Lightning? Go ahead, Grease!
Seen Grease. Yeah,
I haven't seen Grease!
Oh, I'm going to stab someone. The one film I haven't seen, and I still get it more right than you do. Oh, kill me now. Welcome back to Australia, Lindsay.
Feels good to be back.
It does?
Yeah.
I know it does, because it's the best country in the world, but you've been in another country for the past, week, basically.
Week? Yeah. I was in Texas for just over a week in Austin, Texas. Really good place. Everything's bigger in Texas, Michael.
As they say.
Yep, don't mess with Texas because it's an awesome place.
It's all Spurs cowboy boots over there. 10-gallon hats.
10-gallon hats, yep. Everyone's just going, yeehaw!
Revolvers.
Everyone's walking down the street doing like, what do they call it?
Swagger? Swagger, is that what it is?
Swagger. Like duels and stuff.
Oh, yeah, gunfights, duels.
Gunfights, yeah, it still happens down there. That's how they solve their differences. But, you know.
Good. Well, it's Texas.
It's Texas.
That's how it happens.
In Texas. But a lot of fun. I was over there for an entertainment conference, checking that out.
Hey, hold your horses there.
Yep.
Entertainment conference?
Entertainment of the internets. It's where everything comes together.
It was a nerd conference.
It wasn't a nerd conference.
It was a nerd conference.
It was a cool conference. That's what it was. Cool, where all the cool kids went, and you didn't go. That's what matters. You weren't there. Yeah, you missed out.
The reason I went?
Why?
Because it's a nerd conference.
Nerds are in, Michael.
No,
nerds are
in
these days.
You can be a cool nerd. You're still a nerd.
But anyway, I was over there checking out the conference, but I was also promoting the show.
Yeah, well, for that I commend you. You're spreading the word across the world, bit by bit.
Yep. Just interviewing a few people, getting to know if they know about Snitch and Lins. Ooh. Tickling the recorder. This is how it went. Hey, you're here with Lins from Snitch and Lins Podcast. I'm here with...
Emily Higgins.
And Emily, have you heard of Snitch and Lins?
No.
Oh, okay. Thanks anyway, Emily. I'm here with...
Hunter Allen.
Hunter. And Hunter, have you heard of the Snitch and Lins Podcast?
I have not. It sounds pretty cool, though, from what you've told me about it.
Yeah? Do you reckon you'll listen to it?
Of course I will. Why wouldn't I?
Thank you, Hunter. It's Lindsay from Snitch and Lins. I'm here with my buddy Mike. Mike, have you heard of Snitch and Lins from Australia, the Snitch and Lins podcast?
Unfortunately not. I have now.
Is it good, do you reckon? Or would you think it would be good?
I'll give it a listen.
Thanks, mate.
No problem.
Too easy. You're here with Lins with Snitch and Lins. I'm here with Toby Tabascus. Have you ever heard of Snitch and Lins at all? No.
Thank you, Tabuscus.
Linz, I just want to say.
Okay, what do you want to say?
I'm the best friend you could have. Not just you in general. Like, I'm the best friend anyone could have.
Why?
Do I mean, apart from the fact that I'm just snitch. Like, I'm the snitch.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we know. Why are you the best friend? I want to know.
I'm the best friend.
Because I don't think that's the case.
Well, Lindsay, you're about to change your tune, buddy boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you are.
Why?
Because this Friday night, we have been invited to go out to take out.
To take out?
To take out, Lindsay.
A guest?
Not just a guest.
Huh?
Many guests.
Many guests?
Many guests of the female gender.
Whoa.
Of the age range of roughly 20 to 22.
Hmm.
And also happen to be from the continent of America or country, whatever that happens to be.
What? Where are these girls coming from? Why are we taking them out?
Lindsay, here's the story, right? My mum.
Okay.
My mum. Old Wanda. Oh, Old Wanda. Okay, I'm not going to call her that. I meant that. I didn't mean that in the physical way.
Like
we've spoken about you before.
The friendship way.
We've spoken about Wanda before.
Yeah.
She has brought over some girls. They are student teachers.
Okay.
From the US. They're over here to study.
Yeah.
And to see how we teach in Australia because we've got a great education system.
Yeah, we do. We do have a good education system.
I don't want to say it, but probably better than the US.
Yeah.
So they're over here checking it out, seeing what's going on. They're new to Sydney. They want to go out in the town. They want to see the town. They need someone that lives in the city to take them out.
So they've asked you.
Yep. And because, thus, I am the best friend ever that anyone could ever have, I'm inviting you to come out with us.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome, isn't it? So are you doing anything on Friday night?
Friday night.
Are you doing something?
Well,
you better not be doing something because this is the only time it can happen. They've got to go somewhere. They've got to go like to Cairns or something next week.
Okay, well, traditionally, Friday night's date night with Dishy, and we do have plans.
Your girlfriend, the Dishster.
The Dishster, to hang out and do something with her cousin. Wow. But you know what?
Linsman, you know what? I hate to say it, but I don't think it's even a word. It's more onomatopoeia. But
It's not. You know what? Okay, I'll give her a buzz and see if I can just, you know.
We're going to call her now?
We'll call her now. And right. I'll see if I can get out of it. Fine. I might be able to come out with these girls.
All right, I'll put in a number then.
Okay, let's go. I'll take it. Or do you want to take it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can take it. You're the one that's in trouble.
Hello,
Dishy.
Hi.
It's Linz and Stitch here. How you going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. What are you doing?
I'm just getting ready for work.
Oh, nice. Hey, just wanted to call you and ask.
Oh, but hi.
Oh, Stitch is here, by the way.
I should say something. I'm here.
Yep. Just
I'm listening in on the call. I'm recording. Noting down.
You are on the podcast, by the way, just to let you know.
We don't usually ring you together in any other context. So.
Yeah, usually it's one of us.
What a fun surprise call.
actually got something to ask you, Dish. Coming up, I've been asked by Michael's mum to take out some American chicks.
This is the way that you're breaking it.
I don't think they're hot. I think
they're ugly. If anything,
they may or may not be.
They're filthy.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I was wondering. I know we had plans for Friday, but could we veto those
so Lindsay can go hang out? Yeah, with 14 American girls. Just wondering if that's a totally fine thing.
I've been told
they're at a peak age, as they say.
Thanks, mate.
Comforting.
It's all right. They're the same age as you.
So far, I've got their foreigners, like they're American. Obviously, they love accents.
Yeah.
Second of all, what they're like at peak age, and they're hot, and there's 14 of them, and this is just. Okay.
Look, it's not like it's going to be like 14 to 1 in terms of guys. It's going to be 14 to 2.
Yeah, so.
It's a much better ratio.
Yeah, so.
That's a great odds.
Yeah.
I
know we had plans to hang out with your cousin and stuff and just chill.
Oh, you're in so much trouble, man. You're in so much trouble, Lindsay.
What are you going to do? Like.
Just, you know.
Well, the night is young, isn't it? So.
Just show them around. Show them a good time, I guess. In general, to show them the sights.
So, are you going to go out drinking?
Well, we might.
I thought that was a given with, you know, having coming to Australia.
It's the real Australian tradition of going out and getting drunk. So
yeah.
Got to show them that. at least, right? Okay,
well, you know, what a tough life you lead. Like.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's going to be a little more tougher now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit more tougher, but you know, someone's got to do it. And, you know, someone's asked me a favour.
Lindsay is throwing himself in front of the truck for this one.
How could you not?
I have an obligation.
Someone's taking a bullet for the team.
Shut up. Just shut up. I have a responsibility. Someone's asked me a favour, and I just wanted to ask you if it would be okay to take out these girls. I know we had plans. I know that's our date night, and that's the one that we have each week.
The one date night.
The one date night a week.
So you're not even asking to move it. You're just asking to cancel it.
We can move it too. We can move that. No, miss, it's okay. Don't snitch. It's okay. I was just wondering, would it be cool? So could I still do this and you not be angry in any way?
Well, you have to do what you have to do, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I know, cool. But like, will there be...
And so does Dishy, which means she's...
No, that's cool. Angry. I'll just do what I have to do, so...
Hey, Dish, my mum's actually bringing over 14 US guys as well, so...
Don't.
Would you look at that?
We could, I don't know if we can organise something.
Don't you dare, man.
We could, they're in what I like to call peak physical form, too.
What? You know what, Nick? I would love to show them a good time.
Look, my people will get in touch with your people, and we'll figure something out.
You know what? Fair's
so
fair.
Next Friday night? That's fine. Cool.
It's actually going to be all weekend. It's going to be an all weekend. So
what are they here for?
They're here for a sportsman's conference.
Great.
For a hot sportsman's.
Good. Let's tee it up.
Okay. Thanks, Dishy. It's been a pleasure.
No worries.
Catch you, Dish.
Later.
See you later.
Three, two, one.
Hey, kids. Looking for the new and latest trend? Then look no further.
Let's rap.
Are you ready?
All the cool kids are growing these guys. Do you know what they are? You want to be cool like me? Then you got to grow.
A fro-stache.
Turn up the bass!
This is how you get fro-stache. Firstly, get a haircut that's long at the front, short at the back. They like to call it a reverse mullet.
Reverse mullet. Let's.
Tell them Lindsay sent you.
They'll know.
Secondly, let that grow out for about, you know, two to three weeks.
2 to 3 weeks.
Then, grab your dad's Brill Cream
and lather that bitch up.
We've seen great power, but nothing like that kind of hand speed. Wow. Oh, my.
Then,
it's time to throw it up.
Now, strut about town.
Because you're king of the world.
Fro-stache.
Fro-stache, fro-stache, make yourself a fro-stache.
Now, Lindsay, I've recently moved into a new place.
Yep.
in the inner city.
Wow. Yeah. Stepping up in the world, Michael.
I wouldn't say stepping up. Just closer. Closer to the action. But it's a different place to where I was. I was a bit further out, which is, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to be closer to work. But I moved my stuff in on the weekends. Very exciting. My parents helped me out. Thank you very much, Mum and Dad.
That's nice.
Very cool housemate I have now. You've met him.
Yep.
Jason.
Jason. Great guy.
Great guy.
Funny guy.
Yeah. Loves his toys.
Yeah.
Got some mad toys. He's got Xbox. He's got Wii. He's got
everything.
He's got
PS3.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got every boy toy you could want.
Plus guitars. Yeah.
And lots of
guitars.
A
lot of guitars, including one really, really nice guitar. Now, for people that play guitar, you know what a Gretsch is. I know you don't know what it is, but a Gretsch.
I just hear guitar.
Yeah, yeah. But I think when you hear Gretsch, you think really good guitar.
Okay.
Really nice guitar.
If you could do a comparison for the listeners, if guitars were cars, what kind of car would this be?
It'd be close to a Ferrari.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a really nice guitar.
Okay, yeah. So we're moving my stuff in on the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Got the guitar propped up in the corner, looking real nice and shiny. Ooh, nice. Wow. Ooh, love that guitar.
Yeah.
My mum walks in. She's carrying a fair bit. Probably should have helped her out a little bit more, but yeah, it's all good. Turns to go up the stairs.
Oh, I can see the accent.
No! Not the Gretsch!
No!
Not the Gretsch! No! Are you about to knock a Gretsch over? Yes, you are, Mum. You knock the Gretsch over. The Gretsch, this beautiful white guitar with gold trimmings, goes smashing to the floor.
Oh, ouch.
Oh,
was Jason home?
Jason was there. Jason was helping us do it, helping to move.
And what was the mum reaction?
I was like, "Ooh, yeah, that's
Did your mum know how expensive it was?
I think she had an idea by the look on Jason's face. Like, he just, because he's a tanned dude.
Yep.
He went whiter than me. Oh,
absolutely mortified. Ouch.
Yeah, thankfully, guitar is fine.
Okay.
It's all good. It's all good.
Can't say the same about the floor, though.
No. Floor, man, you would not believe how hard this guitar was.
Really?
Yeah, no, this guitar is hardy, so we owe him for the floor, but guitar's fine.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a friend who went overseas to a European country. He went to a bar. He got, you know, had a few drinks. Okay. A lot of drinks. A lot of drinks.
Okay, so it's gone for a few to a lot.
Yes, he's gone well over. Gone to the bathroom. Made a bit of a mess.
Oh, okay.
Fell asleep for a little bit. Slumbered a little.
So had a bit of a slumber in the bathroom. We've all done it. Don't you judge.
Came out, still a bit intoxicated, and he's in a foreign country. So he doesn't know the language. People are speaking different languages.
Has he gone to the bar with anyone?
No, I don't know.
He's gone to a bar and got drunk by himself.
Well, he's gone with a few Australians, I guess.
Okay, right.
Whilst he was in the bathroom, passed out, another Kentucky tour came in, all English speaking. Okay. He didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
He walked out and he was speaking to everyone. He thought.
I already know what's happening.
He thought that when he became drunk, he could speak any language. And he kept going to his mate, "I can speak the language. I can speak the language."
Let's be honest, we've all been there.
We've all thought we've had magical powers when we've had a bit too much to drink.
Usually we're dreaming, though. It's never happened in real life for me, but it has for him. Do we know what country it was?
I think it was like some southern European country. Like just, I don't know.
What's in southern Europe?
Serbia.
Let's call it
Italy.
Serbia.
Yeah.
So he's walking out. He's talking Serbian.
Yeah. He's talking Serbian. When he gets drunk, his natural instincts kick in and he can talk Serbian.
That's so weird. All these Serbian people are saying things like g'day. And, I mean, that's a great translation right there. And they're talking about Blacktown too? Parramatta.
And he's so convinced he's like, "I can talk the language."
Are you sure this isn't true though?
This is absolutely true.
I mean, I'm just saying, are you sure that he couldn't talk Serbian?
Maybe he could.
Maybe just kicked in. I'm willing to say that it might. Because I've spoken many languages when I've been drunk. None of them have been recognisable, but I'm sure they're a language. Now, Lindsay, you and I were out having a drink.
That's right.
Whetting our whistles, as we were.
Yep.
And what a drink it was.
Yep.
It was a gin and tonic, if I remember correctly.
Yes, we were getting some gin and tonics and some ciders down near Sydney at a fine establishment.
It was nice. There are a couple of other people at the bar with us as well.
Yeah, it's always annoying lining up in the big line for the bar. Yeah,
fellow bar goers.
Yep.
Looking for a drink, wetting their whistles as well.
Yeah.
And one of them turned around. This guy would have been about a good foot and a half taller than both of us.
That's right. He was big quite guy. A large man.
Big guy.
Massive.
His mate taps him on the shoulder. Goes.
And this is like over our heads because they're both tall men.
They're both huge guys.
And we were just like little rats amongst them.
Yeah, well, this is what we look like in everyday life. Just little rats just scurrying amongst the normal human beings trying to get our gin and tonics. That's what we are. So
with our rat faces.
That's what we're like. It's what we are. But this guy gets tapped on the shoulder by his mate behind him. His mate goes, "Wagga. Wagga, mate.
Get us another drink, Wagga.
Get us another drink, Wagga." To which me and Lindsay just...
Except it was like a lot louder than that. Yeah, Turn up the decibels.
Sorry,
like,
yeah.
Wagga! Wagga! Get a drink, Wagga! Wagga!
Something on those lines. Man, and it was like a guiding light for me and you, for you and I, Lindsay.
Yep.
It opened our minds like, to Wagga. To Wagga.
Wacky Wagga.
And what a crazy guy Wagga is, huh? He's a crazy guy.
Wagga was a wacky guy. It was a weird one.
You know what?
Weird Wagga.
Weird Wagga, man. You can't get enough Wagga. Because once Wagga gets a couple of drinks in him, Wagga's just the best guy to be around.
Oh, man. He was on Wagga the dance floor. Crazy. He just spitting on his head.
Wagga's a bit of a breakdancer. Look, he never really got into it. He did a couple of classes and he thinks he can breakdance, but he can't really.
Yeah.
But he's the life of the party, Wagga.
He owned the limelight. He was definitely the guy.
Wagga is there. You know, like when Wagga walks into a room.
You know it.
Yeah.
Wagga's here.
Everybody can just... Can you smell Wagga?
I smell Wagga.
Wagga's here.
Wagga's here.
Wagga's arrived.
Wagga.
Wagga's in the building. Walker. You crazy mofo.
And so we bump into you again.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it because, honestly, every time we meet Walker, it's an occasion. It really is. When Walker's around, especially with Snitch and Lins. Snitch and Lins and Walker.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we should have him part of the podcast.
Well, how are we going to track him down?
I don't know. I reckon he's at some bar around here. We've got to find his mate.
I'm like, Walker!
Yeah, all we need to do is go up to a bar and just go, Walker! Like... And Walker's there.
Walker's there. Walker's a wanker. Got a little present here for you, Michael. A little souvenir from back from the States.
Ooh, something from Texas.
I think you're going to like it.
Oh, well, I know
you're going to like it. If that makes sense.
This is not a good sign, because every present that you get me ends up being something that you wanted.
Well, no. I thought of this. I thought of this ahead of time. I went, this is something that I would enjoy giving to Snitch.
See, this is...
And I wanted to save it for the podcast to capture the magic of your reaction.
Oh, this is not good. It's not good, is it?
It's good. It's you know, you'll like it. It's very Texas-y. It's
Texas-y?
It has a unique Snitch quality to it, too.
I'm going to hate it.
Okay.
I'm going to whatever it is.
I'm just going to get
I feel like you're going to pull a skunk out of your bag and throw it in the face or something.
I've got my bag of toys over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Like, oh, Michael Lindsay's Snitch has been a good boy.
Lindsay's reaching into his camo-coloured bag.
I was like, blood a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brought a gun back from Texas.
You're going to love it, Michael.
It's going to be the best.
Well, funnily enough, it's very...
It's not a gun.
It's not a gun, but it's related to guns in some way.
What do you mean?
I got you. A bit of paper.
A bit of... That's it looks like a poster.
Open it up, Michael. Michael's opening up the poster.
You're an idiot. Oh, I see what it is. So it is for people that are...
Yes!
Okay, so what it is I've just unrolled it. It is a poster-sized... human target.
Yeah, that you use at the bullet range.
Yeah,
for the shooting range.
And it's got a lot of holes in it, so I'm assuming that you've shot this.
Yes.
And as I unrolled...
It has a human figure to it.
As I unrolled the very last part of it, it has Snitch written on it and a stupid face drawn on it.
Which I drew. And I drew it on before everyone went, okay, kids, go crazy with the AKs. Yes. Aim between the eyes. Someone got you between the eyes. It's
literally, there is like 15 bullets in my head in this poster. Some people have even gone for the little target up the top and still tried to get me in the head.
I was aiming for that.
Wow.
I tried to get a printed face of you and stick it on there. They wouldn't allow it. That's so I had amazing. To draw it on.
That's fantastic. Thanks very much for that.
You're welcome, man. So from the States. It's genuine. Everyone had a big shooting at you.
I'm glad that you went over there just to take your anger out on me. So even when you're overseas, you have to take it out somehow, don't you?
I have to take it out. It's that snitch itch.
When the podcast isn't there, there's a gun range and a bloody target with his face on it.
Shoot him. Light him up, kids.
It's true. Snitch is boss. Let's teach him not to come to Texas. It's a bit of a surprise for you.
Oh, really?
And the listeners. Actually, more the listeners, to be honest. But you as well.
Okay. I'm here for the surprise.
Yeah, you are. You may have seen me bring someone else into the studio earlier. I had them covered in a bag because I didn't want you to see who they were.
Yep.
Now, I've got him sitting over in the other studio there.
Yeah, I can see him. He's still in the Hessian bag.
Yeah.
You really should get that thing off him.
Steve, can you take that off? There it is. Stephen Fry, Lindsay.
Stephen Fry?
Stephen Fry. In here with us in the studio. Well, he's not in our studio. He's in the other studio.
He's in the
voiceover booth.
Yeah, yeah. I can see Stephen Fry. Yeah, what are you doing with Stephen Fry in a bag?
Well,
for me, I'm genuinely surprised, but why?
I kidnapped him. Look, I'm putting on the table now.
Okay.
I've committed a couple of crimes to get him here, but I've got him in the studio right now, Lindsay. Right now.
Yeah, I can see him, yeah.
And what I'm going to get him to do... something that I've always wanted to get Stephen Fry to do for us.
Yep.
I'm going to hand him this book that I have in my hand right here.
Yep.
And I'm going to get him to read a couple of passages out of Harry Potter for us. Is that okay?
Is it? Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's
random, but I hope it's a great segment because I don't know what's going to be of it.
It's the most, I feel it's the most entertaining thing we can get him to do. Okay.
Yeah, Harry Potter's a very popular book.
Yeah, okay, well, if you don't mind, Stephen.
Take it away, Stephen.
Take it away, Steve.
Harry zoomed higher, dodging a bludger, and set off on a wide...
Steve, let me stop you there. Sorry, you're going a little bit too long.
Let the man speak.
You know what, Lensman?
What?
Steve, not good enough for the podcast.
It's Stephen Fry.
No, I know who it is, Lindsay. I got him. I kidnapped him from his hotel room, okay? I walked in there, I put him in a hessian sack and brought him into the room. Steve?
I'm surprised he came so willingly.
He didn't. I've been holding a gun to him all this time.
What?
But Steve, I'm sorry you're not good enough for the Snitch on This podcast. Get out.
I don't think we're that good. Come back, Steve. Come back.
No, he's gone. He's out the door. Well, that was awkward, wasn't it?
Well,
last time I kidnapped a celebrity.
I think so.
And it's that time of the week for a little bit of meditation.
Whoa, Snitch Man.
What?
Snitch Man, meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go up a level this week.
How can we up it a level? It's already the best segment in the show already.
Michael.
Yeah.
When I was in Dallas.
Yeah.
I discovered something that was so unbelievable.
Wait, did you bring a real psychic into the studio?
Much better.
Oh, really?
I stole their orb.
You stole a psychic's orb?
The orb of truth.
We've already committed one crime in this podcast. We don't need another.
Michael, this orb I hold in my hand.
Oh, okay. Right. Now I see what you mean.
The orb tells all.
The orb. Okay. So it's one of those things that you shake up and it's got the little triangle-y thing in it and it says something on the top.
No, that's an eight ball, Michael. This is
an orb.
The orb of truth.
All right. So it's an eight ball with a different name.
No. It's the orb of truth. So
what's happening then? What are we doing with the orb of truth?
For the meditation this week. You know how we usually ask questions?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And we just kind of laugh off them or whatever?
Yeah.
This week we're going to get answers.
Oh, from the orb?
From the orb. Okay. The orb knows all, and we shall ask our questions and they shall be answered.
I don't trust the orb at all, but what the hell?
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sure you are.
So let's kick off some meditation and we shall ask the orb as we go along. Or orb, will Snitch's hair ever grow back?
You a**hole.
Indicators say yes.
Looks like
I think the indicators are wrong.
Will Lindsay's jokes ever be funny?
Oh,
here we go.
Ouch.
Ooh, unlikely.
You're making that up.
Yeah, it's, I'm not making up. I have to speak the truth from the orb. What does it say? It says unlikely, so maybe if you go to a couple of classes or something, they can help you out.
Will Snitch ever really, truly be happy? No doubt about it. What is happening?
I like this orb, actually.
Freaking orb.
This orb is quite good. I think I believe in it now.
No, I don't.
Will many of our listeners go to the Snitch and Lens iTunes page and review the podcast? Cannot foretell now.
Ooh, interesting.
Sounds like somebody else has to change the future, listeners.
Will Snitch woo any girls with that crazy smile of his?
Why are you making them all personal, man?
You can count on it.
It's like every personal question he asks this, it keeps on giving a great answer.
I hate these.
It obviously knows the truth. How about this? Is Lindsay a d-hole? Answer unclear.
Ask. And so the line blurs.
No. Ask later. Okay, I can ask later. I can understand that, you know, it might be up there.
Are you going to ask now? Which is later?
Later is later. Is Lindsay a d-hole number two? Chances aren't good.
Oh. Hey, you can't ask a third time.
I can ask one more time.
How true. Oh, we got to try that again.
No, I just stopped. I just didn't feel like doing it anymore.
Oh, what? That's the best part of the outro.
No, see, I wanted to get you started doing the outro thing, and then I stopped in the middle because I just wanted to see how long you kept going for.
Well, let's do it again.
No, it's not.
Oh.
So I didn't even need to start that time.
I was just finishing off there.
That has been the Snitch and Lens podcast for this week or fortnight, as it has been. It's good to be back.
It's great to be back. It's
been a while. You've been back from Austin now for a few days.
Yeah, a few days. We've been pretty lazy not getting into the studio, but yes. We're finally back.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing things.
We are.
We're trying to record things.
We appreciate that you've been listening to it. And on that note, I think it's just about time we said a little bit of...
Spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lens.
Waka waka.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlens.com.
You know, there's been a Christian household at one point in time.
Yeah.
That has sat down for dinner. They've said grace.
Yep.
And someone at the end of it has gone,
amazing.
Amazing grace, man. Amazing grace right there. That was an amazing grace.
That and must have happened.
And you know what's happened?
What?
They have just lost it.
Yeah.
This is the best joke.
This is a Christian comedy gold.
Yeah, just,
this is the joke in the churches.
This is the new Dane Cook of Christianity right here. Amazing grace.
It's got to be up there. Mm. Someone's cracked that joke.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so perfect.
And then they get to the end of the meal. You know, they have a little bit of coffee and stuff at the end. They go, thanks for my last supper. Ooh. Ooh.